98.1 KZE. In the studio with me, we've got Trevor Rausch, one of the organizers for the Old Tone Music Festival. Welcome, Trevor.
How you doing, MK?
Very well, thank you. And Brett Miller is here, too, from the band Neon Moons. You guys are playing at Old Tone this year.
We are, Thursday night. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, absolutely. So Old Tone Music Fest, this is a return, right? You guys took last year off?
Yeah, we took last year off as like a reorganization time to see what we wanted to do, and we're back and ready to roll now.
Awesome. What did you change in the interim?
We became a nonprofit, which was a big thing for us, and we focused on some infrastructure things on site.
Yeah. So you're in Hillsdale, New York. Where specifically is the site?
So if you know where the Hawthorne Valley Farm Store is, we're right on 21, mile and a half up 21 going towards 22.
Cool. Yeah, very beautiful area.
Yeah, it's on Cool Whisper Farm. It's one of the most majestic, beautiful farms I've been to, and I've been to most of the farms there are.
Is it a working farm the rest of the year?
It's a fifth generation dairy farm that no longer does dairy. They raise Scottish Highlanders there now.
Oh, cool. Yeah, that's nice of them to let you have a music festival there.
Yeah, in our reorganization, we didn't know what we were going to do, and they were the biggest supporters of bringing it back there.
Awesome.
And we owe a lot to them.
Yeah. So who else is playing at Old Tone this year?
The Deslons, who are on KZE sometimes.
Love them.
The Los Tex Maniacs, which is a really fun conjunto band from San Antonio. Foghorn String Band, Kiki Gavassos, JP Harris, Wild Leek River. There's 25 bands, I think. So
yeah. Who's in charge of the lineup? Do you guys like get together and make a wish list?
Yeah, well, a lot of the times it's kind of like a reunion where we're like, I haven't seen this person in a long time, and it's like a good excuse to see our buddy. Mm-hmm. And make it, you know, someone from out of town, we can be like, hey, we'll throw you some bucks, you want to bring your band and see that. But me and my co-organizer Jim Wright, we kind of, he's more of on the bluegrass side, and I'm on the more other Americana-ish side, and we kind of, it's a nice meld of things mashed together.
Yeah, absolutely. Is there camping at Old Tone?
There is camping, and camping gates open on next Wednesday, early this year, so people can get there early and get set up and not miss any music that starts on Thursday.
Yeah, that's really early. So you're going basically Wednesday through Sunday?
Yeah. Wednesday, and I mean, you could be there till Monday morning if you want to be.
Man, I feel like there's not a lot of festivals that do that anymore.
Yeah, it's kind of that community and that world. Like, we have a pretty big volunteer base, and there are volunteers camping on site as we speak.
Yeah.
Which is great, because it's, you know, it's a lot of work to set up a festival, and the sooner we can have volunteers there, the better.
Yeah. It's also, I feel like, my favorite size of festival. You know, I like kind of a more localized fest that feels like a little bit more personal. You know, I've never been into like the Coachella vibe. I've always preferred like something where like you're camping and like you see your neighbors over and over, and you make festival friends throughout the weekend.
I've made so many friends, and other people be like, how do you know that person so well? And I really only know them 4 days out of the year.
Yeah.
But they just like feel so familiar in like family.
Yeah, you get people returning over and over to Old Tone.
Yeah. Oh yeah. I mean, that's like their Old Tone kind of has like a sister festival called Black Pot in Lafayette.
Oh cool.
And there's like the Black Pot Old Tone crossover is like, it's all kind of the same people, so we see each other like twice a year.
Yeah. So there must be a lot of excitement with it coming back this year.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I'm excited, and we've had a lot of, I mean, The big thing is like getting people to pre-buy tickets, and we've had like a bigger pre-sale than we've ever had.
Great.
Which is nice, because it's like you could breathe a little easier and know like, oh, okay, like people are coming.
Yeah, yeah. And that's oldtone.org for tickets and information. And I'm sure tickets still available?
Tickets will be available. They're available now, and you can just show up and buy a ticket too if you want to be one of those type of people.
Awesome. And camping pass is available too. Does anybody ever show up and buy a ticket and a camping pass?
People show up and buy a ticket and a camping pass, and even sometimes people have tipped our parking attendants.
Imagine being that spontaneous. I could never.
Yeah.
So Brett, you're in the band Neon Moons. You guys are from around here?
Yeah, we're, you know, some of us are transplants, but we're based around Hudson, Catskill, Millerton area.
Yeah, what kind of music? You said it's a 10-piece band?
No, well, sometimes it started out as like just a 5-piece, but then someone couldn't make it, and so you find someone to sub, and then they're good, and so you just want to keep them in the band, so you just keep adding members, and that's kind of how it happened.
You know, I was just watching this thing. This guy was talking about that moment in time, and like maybe the mid-2010s when there were all of these like giant bands forming. You know, the Edward Sharps and the Mumfords and Sons, and the, you know what I mean? Like, what happened to that? Could we bring that back?
Yeah, maybe. I'll down. Just, I love like the miscellaneous percussion. You
know? Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Dude on a washboard in the corner.
Yeah, I mean, I've even called friends up in this, you know, from the crowd who I see at a show, and like, we're playing like a 3-hour set, you know, or like 2 hour and a half, whatever.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, dude, because the band, like our band plays, the players themselves play in a bunch of other bands or play with other, you know, studio guys or whatever, and so I'll just pull somebody out of the audience randomly, and I don't like that fun.
So you're playing tomorrow night, Thursday. I don't know why. In my head, it was Wednesday all of a sudden.
We're playing Thursday, September 5th.
Thursday, September 5th. And are you going to have everybody in the band on stage?
Maybe.
Cool.
Possibly. Depends on who's available and who shows up.
Yeah. Yeah. You're just going to surprise the sound guy.
Well, yeah. The sound guy is in the band. So he knows how it goes. But no, you know, like one of our guys, two of our guys have pregnant wives. And so
anything could happen.
They're due with literally within like the 2 weeks before or after.
It's hard to make plans at that point. Yeah.
So we'll see. See who shows up.
Yeah. Well, would you like to give us like a little sneak preview?
Yeah, sure.
We got Gigi in the house sitting on the table.
This song is called 15 Miles to the Gallon. It's about living in your van. Well, you know it's getting harder again. Make the kind of money, make the bills I gotta pay. And the cost of living sure ain't going down. And I thought for sure I'd have it all figured out by now. I saw a van just the other day on the corner down the street. Well, I think it's cheap enough, might just be within my reach. It's got leather seats, a little top bed that falls down too. Well, it ain't exactly good on gas, but I guess it'll have to do. I'm driving down the road in my 95 G20. It's got 100,000 miles. Didn't cost me too much money, and I'm feeling good, living high. Now that I'm vanning, yeah, I'm living a good life, 15 miles to the gallon. Now I don't have to worry about how I'm gonna pay the rent, and every time I get paid, that dough's already spent. I never have to work when I drink, I don't have to drive. I just curl up in the backseat and thank the good Lord I'm alive. And I'm driving down the road in my 95 G20. It's got 100,000 miles, it didn't cost me too much money. And I'm feeling good living high. Now that I'm vanning, yeah, I'm living life, 15 miles to the gallon. Yeah, I'm living a good life, 15 miles to the gallon.
There we go.
98.1 KZE, Brett Miller from Neon Moons. That's great. That's highly relatable content.
Thanks, yeah.
Yeah. I feel like Gigi here is about to learn what that life is all about.
Oh, yeah. She already knows. She's ride or die.
Yeah, we've got, I feel like, you know, I'm being mean to the audience here. There's a really cute little dog in the studio that you brought, who's your new friend.
Yeah, she's my new friend. We are fostering her for a friend of a friend who just had a baby, and she's a little street chihuahua from LA.
Yeah, yeah. She's like, it was so funny. She was like sitting on the table, just watching you play with like the biggest look of admiration in her face.
She's a good girl.
We're talking about the Old Tone Music Festival. We've got Brett from Neon Moons and Trevor, one of the organizers of the festival. OldTone.org. Hillsdale, New York, September 5th through the 8th. That's next week, with gates opening Wednesday, camping available on Wednesday.
Dancing every night.
Awesome.
In every morning, late into the night, maybe into the morning.
I would hope so. Yeah. So there's a, is there a dance tent? Is it?
There's a dance tent. We haven't had the full dance tent since 2019, mm-hmm. Because of obvious reasons, sure. That happened after 2019. But one of my favorite stories about that dance tent involves two of Brett's bandmates. There's kind of like, we have a lot of friends from Nashville and New Orleans and Austin that come that are really amazing dancers, and all the kind of the Northeast crew would stand along the way and get asked to dance, and they'd say, oh no, it's okay, but Donnie DeNiro and Lucas Schwartz spent COVID teaching each other how to dance.
Oh.
So, and now it's like there's been like a Northeast renaissance of dancing, and I'm really excited, yeah, to see the dance tent like completely full, and like everyone, when they're asked to dance, be like, oh yeah.
Now, when I think like dance tent, because to me, like a festival, like you would just be dancing wherever there's music that you want to dance to, but to have a specific dance tent, what does that mean?
Some dancers really want to dance on a wooden floor.
Okay.
Very particular, and we have lots of different styles of dance. Mm-hmm. So the dance floor makes the dance tent.
Gotcha. So you've got people who are like clogging or doing swings.
Contra clogging, like Louisiana two-step, Texas two-step, Zydeco line dancing.
Amazing. There are styles that you just listed that I have never even heard of.
Well, we have lots of dance workshops throughout the weekend too.
Okay, so yeah, if you come and you're interested and you want to get involved but you don't know what you're doing, you can do a workshop and then get in there.
Yeah.
Nice. That's such a good idea.
It's nice to have that dance element. It really brings an energy to a show. As a performer, I appreciate when people dance.
Yeah. We're talking about the Old Tone Music Festival next week in Hillsdale, oldtone.org. Now, I think there's another song that we could play that I didn't look up in advance, but I can look it up now. What should I find?
It's called Stoned on a Country Song. It's off the Neon Moon's upcoming album.
All right. Yeah, keep telling me about Old Tone while I find this. What else is going on?
When you see something on a poster that says, like, special guests or surprises, and those seem always like pre-planned.
Mm-hmm.
I honestly we don't plan any of those things because it's like we don't know who's coming and we don't know what's gonna happen, which is kind of fun. And like we all to kick off the dance tent on a Saturday night, we've always had some sort of like contest. And one year it was a hollering contest, one year it was a clogging contest.
Wait, hollering?
Like, yeah.
Oh, that's a whole world.
Yeah. Like, I don't even know how to describe it, but just like...
YouTube some hollering contest.
I will cool. after, yeah.
So we have to come up with a contest for Saturday night, and we will probably come up with that 10 minutes before, which I always think makes it more fun.
What about like husband calling? You ever see that?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Similar,
yeah.
Very similar.
Yeah.
I'd really like to get into... My parents would tell me about this. Used to happen at the Columbia County Fair. Blindfolded lawn garden tractor, and then the husband driving blindfolded, and the wife or gender neutral couples,
sure,
genderless couples, someone in the back directing them.
Oh my God,
through a maze of cones.
Terrifying.
So maybe we'll do that.
As long
blades
as you have
on, blades on.
Yeah. All right, we got this song. This is from the new Neon Moons EP or LP, did you tell me?
LP.
New LP, what's that called?
It's going to be called Neon Moons Greatest Hits Volume 3.
Right on. And you want to set
it's
up the song
album.
For us? Is this self-explanatory or do you want to tell us about the song first?
No, it's just a party song.
All right, Neon Moons on KZE.
Born, baby, born, baby, on the run. Just a couple of strangers here.
98.1 KZE, new from Neon Moons, that's Stoned on a Country Song. That's great. I am going to be playing that again on KZE. That's like a perfect KZE song.
Awesome. Thanks so much.
Yeah, we got Brett Miller from Neon Moons. We got Trevor Rausch from Old Tone Music Festival, oldtone.org. That's next week in Hillsdale, September 5th through the 8th, with camping starting on Wednesday. This is such a awesome thing nobody does anymore. Just like open the camping early.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thanks for doing it.
Yeah, well, everyone likes to stake out their spots as early as they can, and
yeah,
we don't mind.
Exactly. Thank you guys so much for stopping in. This is great.
Yeah, thanks. It's cool. I mean, it sounds corny to say, but I listen to this radio station every day, and I look forward to listening to this radio station every day.
Thank you.
And the like motto of the radio station is like, I want to steal it for Old Tone, where musical diversity, where it's like, I never get bored listening to KZ because it's always something new every song, and you're like, oh wow,
thank you so much. We try. I'm glad it comes across. And I mean, you know, I'm not authorized to say that you can steal the musical diversity thing, but I don't mind. Neon Moon's playing tonight in Hudson also.
That's great.
And next Thursday at Old Tone Music Fest.
Yep, that's right.
98.1 KZE, we got your community bulletin board and Hayes Carl up next.
It's the KZE